This is New England Public Radio. I'm Kari Njiri. A Western Massachusetts school is in the news after a student came to school last week with the Confederate flag draped over his back. The student at Monument Mountain Regional High School in Great Barrington was eventually persuaded by his schoolmates to remove the racially charged symbol, but not before cell phone photos were taken and posted on social media by both students and some parents. School officials confiscated the flag after another student was later seen wearing it. The incident has generated debate over free speech and student privacy issues. Heather Bellow, a reporter with the Berkshire Eagle, wrote about the events at Monument Mountain and joins me. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
So exactly what happened?
Well, it was homecoming week, and one day had a theme called America Day, and students wore, you know, patriotic attire, and one student came into the school wearing a Confederate flag sort of draped across his back. There was also an American flag on the side, but the students saw the Confederate flag before they saw anything else, and they asked him to take it off, and he did eventually. And then another student was seen with it later before the assistant principal confiscated it.
You write that the ACLU says the school administration's action confiscating the flag crosses the line. How so?
Bill Newman, who is the legal director of the Western Massachusetts ACLU office, said that it's the moment of disruption where a student might lose his right to free speech, and he questioned whether this was a real disruption or whether the fear of a disruption, which is not the standard that can be applied, he said. So he started to ask all kinds of questions. You know, what will the school ban next? Will they say that it's not okay to wear an American flag, worn upside down, an Israeli flag, a Palestinian flag? What's next?
Was there any response from the school officials?
School officials said that they were treating the situation as a disruption and that they are concerned with the right to free speech, but they're trying to sort of strike a balance between what might be a disruption and what a student's rights are.
Now, I understand one school committee member has taken aim at the media's handling of the episode. What's the criticism there?
His thinking was that maybe, you know, what happens in school should stay in school. And he didn't like the culture of cell phone use in school and that those images then get, you know, spread on social media, which they did quickly, and the culture of parents then getting involved, and then the news media picking this up as a story, which it was.
So this was really about privacy.
Yeah, I think the school official who made these comments is concerned about privacy and also thinking that, you know, these are adolescents who may be acting out, you know, that it isn't necessarily a valid news story, but it is something that happened in the community, something that stirred the community, and so it was a news story.
But no student names were released to the public, right?
No.
This is not the first racially charged controversy at Monument Mountain. A couple of years back, I seem to recall an incident regarding a student who was threatened.
Well, yeah, so about 2 years ago, a student threatened an African-American football player at the school. He said that he would lynch him, and it had to do, apparently, so the story goes, with that football player having taken a knee during a game. So, yeah, so this situation last week with the Confederate flag actually sort of, you know, fanned the embers that were already smoldering at the school over that racial incident.
So what happens next?
I think there will probably be some community discussions around, you know, racial tensions, free speech, privacy issues, cell phone use, social media, you know, the gamut of everything that came up last week at the school.
Heather Bellow is a reporter for the Berkshire Eagle. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks so much.
And you're listening to New England Public Radio.